C. Cover the passage and listen to it.
Ken likes to go to a bathhouse at night. Most Japanese usually take a bath at night because it makes them feel relaxed after the long day is over. On the other hand, Westerners generally take a shower in the morning. It makes them feel awake and ready for the day. The two different approaches help us realize that we cannot judge which custom is better or more correct. The customs in any country have developed over a long history. They are rooted in the geographical features, including climate. Culture is a noun derived from the verb to cultivate. The word suggests to us that unless we foster growth in our life, we cannot gain anything new or special. When looking at Japanese history, we see that Japanese culture flourished the most during the Edo period, the chained age, from the 17th to the 19th century. In that era, the citizens in each region literally cultivated such original cultural features as kabuki, ukiyo-e, woodblock pictures, sado, tea ceremony, kado, flower arrangement, and bunraku, Japanese puppet show. All of them are unique to Japan. However, interestingly enough, these arts have become international nowadays. Then the question arises, what is globalization? In modern society, people are forging ahead into globalism. The tendency towards internationalizing does not seem to give them any chance to stop and think twice before acting. Internationalization can only be achieved when they put their local cultures aside. It forces them to catch up with the so-called developed world with radical speed. It also requires them to lose their identity, which is who they are and where they are from. Consequently, they will lose their individual cultures. On the contrary, locality allows people to maintain their own pace so that they can remain who they are. People cannot change where they grew up. Their inherited DNA remembers the place of their birth. Ken suggests that people bear in mind that local comes first, global occurs next.